years ago this past week, we put out an album called The Southern Rock Opera. And on the 12th of September 2001, we hit the road. And it was freaky as shit. But like so many other times in my life, when everything just seemed so fucked up, I didn't really know what to do about it. I always found the answer with a guitar and a song and a gathering of people. And that attempt to take the whole thing somewhere else. In the 1860s, my great-great-granddad was drafted by the Confederate Army, and he wasn't too goddamn happy about it. He was just a poor dirt farmer trying to feed his family and hang on to a little piece of land in northern Lauderdale County, Alabama. Times were hard, and they were poor, really poor. And he thought that war that was going on, it didn't really apply to him. Because he didn't own no slaves. He didn't believe in that shit. That was for the rich people who lived up on the hill. In the big white plantation house. Looking down on my family's farm. But then one day I was out working on that farm and these men in blue uniforms came marching through. And they stole a bunch of his chickens and they killed one of his cows and they started trying to loot the old home place and he sneaked a gun out and he said, "God damn it, I'm gonna go out and kill me some of these Yankees." And they sent him about 30 miles down the road to a place called Shallow. And he got shot there, and the bullet went all the way through his body, and it came out the other side. But fortunately for my sorry ass, he lived to tell the tale. Back in them days, if you got shot, what they did about it is they took a long piece of iron and they stuck it in the fire until it was red hot, and then they stuck it in the wound. It's called cauterizing. And it stopped the bleeding, and I'm sure it hurt like fucking hell. And I was born to teenage parents, which meant I spent a whole lot of my childhood with my grandmama and my great uncle. And they would fill my little head with great big stories about their granddaddy coming to Christmas and Thanksgiving dinner and telling them stories about the war. And he'd raise up his shirt. And he'd show them his wound. The song's about the misunderstood people of the Southland. This song is called The Southern Thing.